Listen to Alan for breakfast wherever you are. Download the Triple M app now.
Hey, Alan here, and geez, it was a big show today. On the catch up, we're going to put our chat in with Gary Brennan. Also had a chat with Barry Urquhart. He was fantastic as always. Travis joined me for what was meant to be a review of a movie, ended up being a rant about flags. I don't understand him most of the time. There's a few other little extras in there as well. Enjoy the catch up. Happy to have the mayor of Bunbury, Gary Brennan, in the studio. Good morning, mate.
Good morning, Al.
Now, you've been very busy. On Friday, you had the big, massive variety performance. That was pretty good.
It was amazing. Thank you again to you guys for your promoting of it. We had a great crowd, great performance. Raised about $7,000 to go back to the performers.
Yeah, cool.
So, apart from that, we had about 500 people in the audience enjoying the wonderful talent we have here in the Southwest.
Yeah, that's what I noticed from it, is just how talented the Southwest really is. I mean, you kind of know, but like, you go to get to see it all in one big sitting, you're like, oh, wow, there you go, check that out. And also, I'm looking forward to Phantom of the Opera now as well.
Yeah, well, good plugs for them, but to have the assembled finale where you had the Southwest Philharmonic, the Southwest Opera Company, the Bunbury City Band, you had another a ballet group, all the combined performance was just wonderful to see.
Yeah.
And I asked the audience if they'd like to see it again next year, if do it again, they said, yeah, let's go.
Yep.
So we will.
Would have been weird if they said no, but. Would have been a bit weird.
Yeah,
what do you think,
off.
Guys? Like, just like, nah, we're right, actually. That was pretty good. Leave it on the high. But you've been very busy. A couple of big decisions made this week.
Yeah, look, very pleased to give support to two. One was a planning approval we gave for the construction of 44 houses on a large lot at the bottom end of Spencer Street near corner of Timperley Road, Spencer, behind the Salvation Army. 44 houses will be built there. And then we also had the sale of Lot 66 Ocean Drive, which is city-owned land on behalf of the community. That's a conditional sale, Al, where the people, the trust that wants to buy it, has to perform. They've got to build something there within about 3 years. So all that paperwork we signed up, and then we can tell everybody what the price was and what the development is proposed there. So very exciting times, mate.
Yeah, it just seems like everything's happening at the moment for you.
It's a good confidence boost too, to have multi-million dollar investments continuing in our city in tough times. And I firmly believe that once we get some more development along Ocean Drive, it'll be a bit of an ongoing domino effect, and that'll just inspire others to look at it. So maybe it's time for us to reinvest in that area.
Yeah, absolutely. Also, you've got to be loving the fact that we've heard reports all for the last almost week and a half now, consumer confidence has jumped up a bit as well when it comes to actually purchasing things.
It has, and at the same time, household debt's still very high.
Yeah.
So the discretionary spend is still a big issue.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you can go and buy your palm pajamas every day, whatever they are.
Palmies. For the palmy
army. But
if you want a place, just ask. Go on.
But others can't do that, mate. They might say, well, let's go out once a month instead of once a week. But it is changing, and you're dead right. The confidence is the biggest issue.
Absolutely. What else has been going on with you? I know you've been very busy.
Yeah, look, our new city council depot building out at Sutherland Way at Picton is almost ready. We take possession on Monday, next Monday, and the team out there have been showing city staff through it. Yesterday, there were tours arranged for city staff to go and have a look at the new building.
Cool.
This is going to be a major transition from what we've got at the moment in Nootsia Avenue, where people are working out of dongers and add-ons, and it's really just a really crappy sort of work atmosphere out there at Nootsia. They've been there for 50, 60 years, so we're moving from there out to a brand new facility. It really is a magnificent facility. We'll have the opportunity for the general public to go through and have a look.
Sweet.
And look, I hope they're as impressed as I am.
Yeah, I'm sure they will be, mate. Well, thanks for stopping by, chatting with me. Always a pleasure.
Thanks,
and looking forward to next year with a big variety performance, mate. Start planning it now.
What about you performing?
Only if you want a crowd, you probably wouldn't. I wouldn't recommend that.
Okay. I'll bear that in mind. Thanks,
just
mate.
Keep that in mind. Last night, I actually got to see The Breaker Uppers, a great New Zealand film. Absolutely hilarious. And to talk about that, I've got our favourite New Zealander on the line, Travis. Travis, how are you, mate?
Yeah, just want to talk about this flag situation.
I was going to bring you on for a movie review, but yeah, we can talk about this if you want to.
No.
Okay.
No. You stole it.
I don't think we stole it.
No, I like what the acting Prime Minister has to say. What's his name? Winston Peters is a good name, sick name. But what you're doing is not right. You're stealing all our stuff. You steal our Lemmingtons. You steal our Pavlovas.
No, these are all debatable things, Travis. You can't just make accusations like that.
You even steal our Russell Crowe.
Well, we don't want Russell Crowe anyway. You can have him back. We don't want him.
No, you can have Russell Crowe. We don't even care about him, but we want our Lemmingtons and Pavlova back, and we want our flag back too.
Well, hey, that's what you want. I don't care. I really don't. You are aware that although New Zealand was the first to make their flag official in 1902, Australia officially had the flag created in 1901.
What do you mean?
You know that, right?
Yeah, but it wasn't official till like 50s.
Yeah, it wasn't made official until the 50s, but we still had it created before that.
Yeah, but you're just trying to confuse me with facts and figures.
You know, Travis, I was born in New Zealand. I've been in Australia my whole life pretty much, but I was actually born in New Zealand, so I'm like half Australian, half New Zealander,
right? I don't care if you're half Kiwi, half Aussie. All they says to me is that your butt must hurt from sitting on the fence all day.
Jeez, Trav, I feel like you're getting a bit high-heated today, all right, mate?
Make a choice, bro.
I'm going to let you go, okay?
All right, love the show.
All right.
Love the show. Play more UB40. Direct B.
Sure, thanks, Travis. He was meant to come on and do a review for the Breaker Uppers, but it was good, by the way. I saw it. It was really, really fun. But instead, he wants to talk about this whole flag controversy that seems to have come up again. You can check it out at news.com.au. It seems to be going absolutely mental at the moment. Who is the right owner of the traditional-looking flag? Anyway.
It's the food you grew up with. The food that moulded you. The food that gave you those love handles. It's your Local Eats.
Yes, Local Eats. Mr. Danny Drummond from the Wild Bull Brewery joins me in the studio. Good morning, mate.
Good morning, Alan. How are you today?
I am doing well. I mean, doing even better after tasting what I didn't expect to have pie for breakfast.
Well, you don't, do you? You don't get up in the morning, generally speaking, Well, am I going to have toast? Am I going to have some? I might have some crumpets, some corn. No, I'm going to have a fish pie.
Yeah, and how amazing is this? Mushroom flavours, I'm getting a lot in it.
Yeah, yeah. Look, this is what I've done here is I've tried to put some of our favourite summer things into a winter dish. So Seafood, we love it in summer. Put it into a pie with a mushroom velouté, we call it. So we've made a mushroom sauce for this. So you take basically a white sauce and you make it with brandy, cream, and a mushroom stock, which we made out of porcini mushrooms.
Excellent. Love porcini mushrooms. Oh. High in flavour. They're just great.
Bee's knees. And look, so simple. Once you make up your, essentially, a thickened white sauce with a mushroom stock, you add your seafood to it, cook it down a bit, whack we've just used store-bought puff pastry.
Yep.
Put a puff pastry lid on it into a 200-degree oven for 20 minutes. Happy days.
And you've done it in a bowl, so it's essentially a bowl and then just put a layer of pastry
on
the top.
Put a layer of pastry over the top.
So you're not fiddling around trying to figure out all the base and lots of stuff. You're literally just going, boom, slap a lid on it, chuck her in.
Absolutely. And you can overload on pastry.
Yeah.
You can absolutely overload on pastry, and that gives you that, you know, you need a glass of milk an hour later because you've got the indigestion and all those things from just too much wheat.
So true. Yeah, I didn't think about it. So that's what I've been doing. It's all making sense now. This is fantastic. We've got some photos of it up on our Instagram, Triple M Southwest. You can check it out for yourself. But people can get this themselves at the Wild Bull Brewery
this weekend. That's going to be on this weekend because it's going to be one of those weekends where the fires are out and it's going to be just a toasty, warm weekend up there at the Bull. We've got Grant Hart playing up there making balloons for the kids.
Excellent.
And we've got crafts for the kids, and it's going to be a great weekend.
Yeah, absolutely. How was, you had a long table as well. We haven't caught up in a few weeks.
Awesome.
How did that go?
Christmas in July.
Yeah, that's it.
It was so good. Like, we got the perfect night for it. It was absolutely frosty cold, and we had the place heated, of course. And we got a heap of people up there. And, it was fantastic. Really, really well accepted. She's become an annual event.
Yeah, well, nothing wrong with that. Yeah. And also, on top of that, just in regards to Ferguson, Gnomesville, we heard the tragic news about the flooding that's going on there. Is Wild Bull okay? You guys are on a bit of a hill.
We're
so
all
right.
Good. Yeah. No, we're all good as opposed to the Gnomesville Sailing Club.
Yeah, that's pretty spot on. But everyone needs to go there. Check it out this weekend. You pop by Gnomesville, see how that's holding up.
Take a gnome.
Take a
gnome and maybe, a shovel and do a bit of excavating and help out.
Dig in, guys. Dig in. Daddy, thanks. And this is fantastic. I'm going to continue to eat this while we go on to this one. It's Nick Kershaw. Do this.
Trends, brands, advertising. Marketing man Barry Urquhart.
On Triple M.
Yes, Barry Urquhart joins me now. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Alan.
Now, we do have to quickly touch on this before we get into it today. Our Greenbushes, the massive announcement of over $500 million being injected into it. You called this like 3 months ago.
Yeah, well, look, it's not that spectacular for me to be able to do it. It's just a matter of being aware of what is exactly happening in the marketplace and then capitalizing on it. If you've got a long-term view of exactly what is evolving, it's about investments. You don't necessarily invest in individual companies. You start to look at sectors, you look at products and commodities, and then you work back, and then you can readily identify that lithium batteries, energy and that sort of thing is foremost in the minds of many people, and lithium has the ability to lower costs and to extend the life of electric motor cars, and therefore there will be a huge global demand. It won't be necessarily local or regional in its particular capacity to satisfy the needs of the marketplace.
Absolutely. Now let's change gears for half a second. Still keeping with investments, but let's talk a little bit more about personal investments.
Yeah, I think that it's very important because it's ironic. We were talking about men at work and down under. Now, of course, on the 27th of September, 1983, I wonder how many people can remember back then and what they were doing on that morning. That was the morning that Australia 2 won the America's Cup, and all of a sudden everyone wanted to invest in Australia in that type of situation. Interestingly enough, the not too much longer after 83 and 87, we had a share market crash and everyone went to water.
Mm.
In investment, it's all about looking at where you put your money and what are some of the disciplines that your listeners would actually be benefiting from. Let me pause for the moment. What we are about to talk about, Barry Urquhart, Marketing Focus and Triple M are not giving financial advice.
Yep.
People would be advised to go to an accredited financial advisor, accountant or stockbroker to pursue any of these interesting points that we raise. When I was raised, I was encouraged to read a very simple book, a paperback. It was about 70 pages long and it was probably still only about $15. And this is the book that changed my appreciation about wealth creation and actually creating financial independence. The book is titled The Richest Man in Babylon.
Uh-huh.
Now, it has a very simple principle. Take 10% of your income, set it aside, invest it in investments that are going to give you a return. When those dividends are paid, whether they're cash or whatever it may be, don't spend those dividends. Reinvest typically into the company that is actually generating those dividends, because then you've got, and here comes the key phrase, compound interest working in your favor, because you're now getting interest on interest. And that is the richest way to consistently, over the longer term, when you're thinking about superannuation, retirement, and good quality of life, that you are going to be advantaged rather than chasing the penny dreadful speculative mining shares that so many people are tempted with.
Absolutely. What's his attitude, Warren Buffett, on gold and, say, cryptocurrencies?
Yeah, that's very interesting, because Warren Buffett, the richest man in the world, is the greatest subscriber of compound interest, because he says you need to invest and get dividends. He says you don't invest in gold or commodities on that type of situation because you are dependent upon someone wanting to buy that commodity. It's not giving you a natural return. You put it into a bank deposit and there is no return. So, you know, Berkshire Hathaway, his investment company, when he first bought shares in that company, it was less than $7 a share. He has now become the richest investor in the world and reportedly the third richest man in the world because he subscribes to the richest man in Babylon and compound interest. The $7 shares that he first invested in many years ago are now, one share is worth more than $15,000 Australian.
Oh, wow. Yeah, that's not a bad chunk of change.
Alan's Palmy Army.
Yes, the Palmy Army. It's been going absolutely crazy right now. Now, this isn't the cue to call to join the Palmy Army just yet. We're going to do that after 8 o'clock. But I did want to talk about how it's starting to feel physically and, more importantly, mentally. I've had a Palmy every day for what's nearly been 2 weeks. And first of all, I've got to say, I'm loving it. I'm loving life. I'm in absolute heaven. This is the best. But mentally, it's starting to have a little bit of an effect. It doesn't matter what song I now hear on the radio, I'm now starting to hear the words Palmy every time. This, I'm serious about this. Listen to this. It's a palm. Palmy, palm. Palmy, 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 Palmy. Eat a palmy.
It's fun to stay at the.
Eat a palmy.
The grandstand is when your team and others meet.
Eat a palmy.
You can sail the seven seas.
Eat a palmy.
You can put your mind at ease.
Eat a palmy.
And now people make a stand.
Eat a palmy.
Can't you say?
It's seriously starting to have a profound effect on me. I'm getting nervous about it, guys. Real talk right now. Wes, and I happen to have one of the players in the Busselton Magpies women's team, Belle, on the line. Good morning.
Hello, how are you?
I am doing very well. How's the competition been for you so far this year?
It's good. It's not too bad. It's very close. But no, it's been very close.
And it's been enjoyable for the fans as well. I know that you guys have been putting on a hell of a show, but you've got another whole competition outside of the actual footy.
Yeah, exactly. So we've posted on the Busselton Community Postings page, and we've had over 20 shares and heaps of comments from the community. So, yeah, they've all got involved, which is really nice.
Yeah, absolutely. And what can people do to help you win this comp? What's it all about?
Okay, so it's the Mandela yogurt. If whoever has the most points, they win $5,000 for their club. It's just a women's competition. If you go to the shop, there's 500 gram tubs, which is worth 1 point, or 1 kilo tubs, which is worth 2 points. And all we need is the code from the lid and then the expiry date.
Mm-hmm.
So you can go to the mandelacfc.com.au to enter them, or you can find the Busselton Football Club's Facebook page and email it to them, or message it to them on Facebook, and we can do it for you.
That is great. Makes it pretty easy. $5,000, that'll go a long way for your footy club, I imagine.
It sure does. We've actually already started looking in the hope that we'll win. So we've looked at some change rooms and some warm-up tops. So, we're hoping.
Well, hopefully you guys get it. You guys have been working pretty hard this year, so hopefully you can pull it off. And everyone wants to get involved, make sure they do. So I'm sure some people have got some Mandela yogurt in their fridge somewhere.
Perfect. Thank you very much.
Hey, I did talk about some good news. This is fantastic, actually. If you watched The Royal Wedding with Meghan Markle and Mr. Harry... Prince Harry? I don't know. Anyway, I didn't watch it. But everyone seemed to really, really love the choir that was performing. That choir happens to go by the name Kingdom. And it has officially been announced that we will be hearing a lot more from that choir. Now, after they performed their version of Stand By Me, that video went absolutely viral. They went right to the top of the Billboard Gospel charts in America, which I didn't know was a thing, but it is a thing. And now they have been signed by Sony with an expected album to come out in November. I love the news. I think it's very exciting, which is why I put this together in honor of Kingdom. Enjoy. They've been watched over 3 million times on YouTube. They performed alongside Elton John and the Spice Girls.
The sky that we look upon.
They brought their A-game to the royal wedding this year, performing in front of 1.9 billion people around the world. This November, get ready for the Kingdom Choir.
Darling, stand by me.
Don't worry about gossip when you've got gospel. The Kingdom Choir by their CD this November. Oh, how about that, eh? Sony, you can just pay me in cash. Ka-ching, I'll take it.